Okay.
Fuck yeah, dude! That rules!
How'd you do that?
You do what?
Like a cool rap noise.
Oh, I think the mic rubbed against my jeans. Oh, sick, dude. Wow, you're scratching? Wow. That's real hip hop.
Fuck yeah, dude!
Pretty cool shit. That's what I get when I'm wearing my...
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Guys, we have a special...
Well, you can hear about it on the premium episode of patreon.com/cumtown.
Well, that's not out yet.
I know, it's coming out next. But if you're listening to this, you want to find out what... The way this... We always record the premiums first because we want to get... We want to make sure that we, you know, the episode with energy... Because a lot of people are like, man, this show's gotten really bad.
But if you go on patreon.com/cumtown...
It's about as good as it was maybe a year ago or...
No, I think it's about the golden era. I think golden age.
Well, whatever you personally define the golden era as, check out patreon.com/cumtown. If you haven't, there's 3 years... Or, sorry,
more
6 years worth of premium episodes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We're in our 30s.
I just turned 35, dude.
Yeah, that is fucked up. Fuck. Anyways, you can go back and listen to the Jouissance,
whatever, dude.
The Jouissance era, and you know, we're young men. We got our whole dicks ahead of us, and you know, 3 years. Check it out. A lot of episodes on there. That's good. I also want to plug a guy. We'll be in Raleigh coming up. If you go to either Twitter. Slash NYC Guido voice. I'm pretty sure there's a young lady that manages all that for me now. So I don't even.
Oh, you get a woman of color to do it for you?
Yeah, I figured I'd create a job. I got a woman of color managing.
That's great.
On my social media. So I really don't have to do anything all day except read free books on the Kindle.
That's great.
Yeah. Which, you know, people could say, you've changed. You know, you're old now.
Yeah.
Yes, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, you're supposed to change.
You're supposed to change.
You're supposed to mature.
What the fuck, dude? What, you want me out here like I was at 26, skateboarding, just fucking hanging out in Bushwick, skateboarding, just like getting massive amounts of pussy? We all remember me, cool skater guy.
Oh, my God.
Cool, really cool
X
guy.
X Games Nick.
Social butterfly, just going to parties every night, you know.
You and used to have so many friends.
I was, like, just such a cool guy.
You were really a man about town.
Dude. It's really, it's like, because I feel like that's the other thing, too. Everybody
Wait,
changes.
Wait, can we call stuff?
Yeah, we will. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I cut you off.
We're trying, you know, All right, yeah, I'll just call.
No, no, no.
No, you're right.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
You are.
I didn't mean to cut you off, dude. I don't want a Neil Young situation right now.
No.
I respect you.
We will do.
You're my favorite comedian, Nick, and my best friend.
We will absolutely do it your way. We got to call Stav because he's got coronavirus. We explained that on the premium episode this week, but he can't come in because he's got a quarantine because he is sick. With coronavirus.
He sounds like shit.
Hello, my dick is hard.
Yo, sorry it's a little bit late. We started the episode and I was like going on like, I was like literally right in the middle of a good riff.
No, come on, dude.
And Adam's like, wait, wait, can we call Stav?
Well, because I wanted the three of us to be in on it.
How fucking dare you? You just, honestly, you just committed the two cardinal sins against me and Nick. Nick interrupting his riff. Me making me do this podcast more than I have.
Exactly. And the only reason I was riffing, the only reason is like, you know, it'd be nice to stop. If I can eat up how delighted he'd be to hear that 4 minutes are gone.
You know what I can't wait to do, guys?
Literally right in the middle of it. Wait a minute.
I said, can we call Stav? I wanted him to hear this great shit.
I need to hear it. You can catch me up later. In fact, Adam, when are you going to learn? He does the riff without me. Then we spend another 5 minutes redoing
the riff
to me.
Yeah, he could do the riff again.
And then we get double the fucking mileage out of it.
I'm still...
It's been 6 years? When are you going to fucking
We've been on this podcast for 15 years.
Do you want to talk about your project you're starting once this ends?
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm just I mean it because I'm not gonna shit on it, but it would be funny to riff out how that would go.
So you're gonna shit on?
No, we're not gonna shit on. I mean, what do you mean shut up, dude? You have a thing you want to
project of turning his penis into a pussy.
No, he's, okay, all right. He's got to talk about. If you want to talk about the project,
he's got a quote unquote project he's working on.
Okay,
and the big project is another podcast.
That's not true.
Starting his own Patreon and just doing this. Still.
Can I say what it? Okay, can I say what it is without you making fun of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We shouldn't do this. At honestly, I'm trying to protect you, Adam. Don't do it.
Okay, please.
Don't reveal.
No. Okay, just give me a chance. Let me elevator all right, pitch. All okay.
Right, fine.
You guys are executives at Netflix. Okay. I'm going to give you my pitch. Okay.
Yeah.
After this podcast is over.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to bridge the divide between the Israelis and Palestinians through humor.
You know what? I changed my mind. That's a beautiful plan.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a show in the Jenin refugee camp.
Are you going to put
clown wigs and clown noses on fighter helicopters as you're shelling?
Now, to create peace, obviously, town. You're not going to be on the podcast, right?
What are you talking about?
You're just going to produce. You're producing it. You're, like, booking people. You're not actually going to be on this podcast that's supposed to bring people together.
No, Nick, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bomb so hard on both sides of the fence that it's going to bring them together.
They're going to hate you so much that they're going to forget their differences.
I don't understand why it wouldn't go exactly how you'd expect is that the Israeli army would just use your podcast to blast into Gaza to torture people.
Oh, like Zero Dark 30?
Yeah. Instead of Def Leppard over and over again in a blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're playing your podcast over and over again.
Yeah.
And some guy's like, please, I just want to see my kids.
Yeah. It's a movie called Zero Original Jokes.
That's good. That's good.
It starts off with what's his name? Jason Clarke.
Who?
The actor in the beginning of Zero Dark Thirty.
I don't remember.
I haven't seen that movie.
Did that movie just like the cold open is a guy just fucking like waterboarding somebody?
I only saw it once, but one of my number ones is in that movie, Jessica.
What do you mean one of your numbers? You got to really fucking stop with this kind
what are
of
you
stuff.
Talking about?
You really try and retcon your whole fucking life.
Yeah.
To pretend you've always liked girls that look like Jessica Chastain.
You know what's crazy, man? Why? Is like this is exactly where the riff was going before he.
No.
He was like, can we call stop?
I just miss stuff. He has coronavirus. I want to hang out with
middle-aged guys retconning themselves.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Is you get you just live your whole life as a fucking loser and then you get too old.
I haven't been a loser.
You get
ever.
Too old to be cool and you're like, damn, I was cool.
I was cool.
Dude, shut the fuck up, Nick. During COVID, you got into manga and anime at 35.
Dude, awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
That shit would be cool. I wish I could. I wish I had the attention span. I wish I had the intellectual capacity to understand Attack on Titan.
No, that one's kind of fucking boring. The same shit. My roommate showed me that shit. The same shit kept happening. Here's my problem with anime. There's 800 fucking episodes that all could be chopped down, make it 4 seasons. But instead, it's like 8 fucking. It's like 14 seasons. It's all fucking 60 episodes.
This girl made me watch it. She was like, if you don't like this, then like there's like there like this shit ain't happen. That's a deal breaker.
Whoa.
So she made me watch it. And she's like, if we watch this first episode and you don't like, if you're not like, mind is not blown. And then we watch it and it's about like, okay, there's this gay ass little village.
They're
cut off from the world because they're surrounded by giants. And the little boy wants to be a soldier. And then the giants breach the wall and kill his whole family.
Right.
You know, and it's like, if that is not the most like boring. You know, like
listen,
just,
here's the thing.
Did she
absolutely
suck?
It's generic.
But it's generic.
I'm down for that. I'm down for a nice. Listen, we talked about this. Actually, we will talk about this on Sunday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
I love revenge. Revenge is one of my favorite fucking genres.
Yeah, sure.
That's fine. Yeah. Let him become. But you're right. It is like the go to, and it plot point of every one of those fucking, like, you know, it's like it's Star Wars. It's, you know, whatever the fuck you want to say. That's every show.
Yeah, but there's just there's no real emotional depth to that. I mean, it's like it's oh, your mom got killed by giants and now you got it. And I'm sure the giants mean something.
Right. There must be some metaphor, whatever the
but
fuck.
But at the surface level, you don't respect me enough as a viewer of your shit to not, like, serve me some, like, you know, sentimental garbage, you know?
And here's the other thing. I watched a bunch of that show. It just takes too long. Like, it's like one whole season before they fight a fucking giant.
And you don't... And
like,
you,
they're trained.
And the giants
fucking,
are fucking...
a year.
Like, nude, and you don't see their penis.
You don't see their pussies.
You
they
don't see their penis.
Face. You don't want to fuck the giants. They're not like sexy big giantesses. They're right. Like, they got weird fucked up like smiles and
the,
shit.
The only anime I ever liked was the Cool Devices series.
What's that?
What's that?
They're different. Like, it's a, I think they're unrelated, but each one, like, there's like the only overlapping theme is that a woman is raped by, you know, like a, like some kind of like monster.
A blender.
Yeah.
A blender.
Oh, like a steampunk rape.
Yeah. Or like a,
those are the cool devices.
A tentacle. Yeah. Like a tentacle raping sort of machine.
A printer rapes her.
Yeah. Right.
A lamp rapes her. It's like now all these cool devices.
That it's like, obviously, okay, that takes the revenge thing to a much further level. Mm-hmm. You can't relate to being raped by a toaster that's also an octopus.
Yeah. I'd like to watch that and try not to come, you know?
Yeah.
Right, of course.
I wouldn't last 30 seconds.
Here we go.
Obviously, the OGs we've talked about.
Cool Devices. Yeah, Cool Devices is a series of hentai pornographic videos released as as OVA. The series consists of 11 mainly unrelated episodes referred to as operations, and is most noted for its very extreme sexual content, most of which centers on BDSM and similar fetish themes.
Wow.
As well as its high production values.
I told you guys a story about how my mom, because we love Dragon Ball Z, obviously, and my mom wanted to be cool and bought my brother, like, rented from the library, because that's where we got all our fucking, this is a poor life hack. Everyone knows about this, I would hope, where you can get free movies from the library, public library. Yeah. You don't have to go to Blockbuster. Anyway, my mom would always get us movies and shit, and she picked up my brother. What she thought, like, we watched Dragon Ball Z, and then we also watched that, I don't know if you guys know Ronin Warriors, that one was sick. And then she just got him, just, it looked like, you know, it was just some, just looked like anime or whatever, and it was straight up fucking, I don't even know why they had it in the library, it was straight up hentai. And my brother's like fucking 9 years
they
old.
They had that at the thinking, library?
Yes, dude. And my brother's really? Like 9 or 10, and he thought he was just gonna watch, like, you know, some cool fucking, you know, guy with superpowers or whatever. And it's literally like a guy fucking, like, it's not quite Beautiful Machines or whatever the fuck yours is, yeah. But it was like a guy fucking some, like, yeah, young. And it's always like, it's almost always
child porn. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is the sample Cool Devices episode. This is the kind of anime I'm into. Operation 8, Slave Warrior Maya 1. The first of a 2-episode story arc and based on from a manga series of the same name, so it has a literary underpinning.
Mm-hmm.
This episode begins the story of Maya Mizutani, an average Japanese college student who is transported to an alternate dimension and inadvertently fulfills a prophecy. Maya is transported to another world where she meets 2 lizard-like creatures who use trickery to convince her to take off all of her clothes.
Wait, what's it called? Devices?
So Cool Devices, Operation 8, Slave Warrior Maya.
Okay, I'm just going to do a little research myself.
Yeah. The lizards trick her into taking off her clothes, and she's sold into slavery to Lord Estelagar and is used in experiments to turn her into a sex slave. She escapes and evades recapture by using a hidden power within herself to slaughter her opponents. This display of power gets the attention of 2 warring human and alien factions. Maya is recaptured, subjected to more sexual experiments.
Damn, they got my bitch Maya back in the zone. And then in the fuck palace.
And then she's transformed into a hermaphrodite.
No, they give her a cock?
She's trained into a hermaphrodite, and then she's transferred into a dominatrix, or she's transferred to a dominatrix, who is given instructions to break her will and turn her into a sex slave. Keep in mind, she's been now 3 different iterations of sex slaves.
Dude, I'm watching this actually on
on Hulu.
H A H H A HAHO.MO.
You know how Netflix, their like stock price dropped like 60% overnight? Mm-hmm. What if they're like, we're getting rid of password sharing, and also we're putting the Cool Devices series on the main page.
They gotta put a hentai. Yeah,
we're going full hentai.
Dude, she's getting her fucking pussy popped by some guy with iron hands right now.
Yeah, in captivity, Maya meets another slave, Lena, who is not used for sex, and then in parentheses, until the end of the episode.
Nice.
Damn, honestly, this bitch is kind of good. She's kind of hot, honestly. I'm watching this. A robot's got pussy juice all over his head. Yeah. I love this. Yeah, so it's a robot that's finger popping her, checking her out.
Yeah.
And she's being raped, and she's so wet. Yeah. This in this manga where it's like she's dripping because she's like, stop, but her pussy loves it.
They escape, but they are quickly caught. Lena is punished through sexual intercourse. Meanwhile, the dominatrix implants a parasitic alien mass into Maya's uterus through her mechanically stretched vagina to lower her inhibitions and forces her to copulate with Lena.
Dude, they got her hooked up. There's a tube in her pussy, and the little lizards are like, "Hey, my bad. We just saw that you were a nice piece of pussy pie, and we know we could get a nice." They're just like, "Our bad. You were just going to be expensive." And now they're tugging on the metal that's in her pussy right now. Yeah. They're just hanging out. They're not even sexually doing it. They're just like, "Oh, this is kind of nice. Yeah. This is a nice machine."
Are you trying not to come right now, Sav?
You know, I'm really not that aroused by this. I also did beat off this morning, maybe 3 hours ago, as soon as I woke up. I was very horny this morning, so I did jack off. I was, I had a very specific, vivid memory of two different girls I fucked, and I was like, you know what? This is cool. My brain has kind of made this a mashup. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go au naturel. I'm just going
to
beat off.
Did you text them to ask their permission to jack off to that memory? To ask for their consent.
No, but I, you know,
it sounds a little rapey vibes to me.
I'll be texting them as soon as fucking COVID, Mike, I get a negative test.
I forgot, you know, I just remembered I forgot to fucking add Cool Devices to my letterbox. My letterbox account.
They have porn on Letterbox now.
Cool Devices.
Dude, they really are just.
What? I can't. How is everybody going to know that I watched a movie?
Dude, what is going on here?
Everybody's going to think I didn't, like, that I'm not, like, a cool guy who's seen mad movies if I can't.
I got to be on it. Yeah.
If I can't add Cool Devices.
Yeah, they're not going to know you're a cinephile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn, dude, this bitch straight up has a sword. And she's slicing these fuckers up, dude. Honestly, she got a finger popped by the robot to check her pussy out, but I haven't seen her get fucked fully yet. So I'm just kind of going through this kind of.
I know it's.
She's in a mecha suit.
I know it's a cartoon, but I don't like hearing about women being mistreated like this.
Oh, she's back! They got the thing in her pussy again. Dude, Japan is awesome. When was this made?
Probably like
1996. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Mid to late 90s.
Oh no, they got things tied up to her fucking tits now too. She's got the whole thing going. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I see the cock. Her pussy. Her clit is growing into a cock.
Yeah.
Oh dude, she's got the power. She's got huge tits. They're making her tits bigger, and they're making her clit. Kind of, honestly, not that big of a dick. Honestly, it's kind of like a regular sized cock.
You know, it's. I'm reading.
Oh, never mind. I spoke too soon. The cock is turning huge.
I'm sure.
Oh,
it
and
is.
It's coming now.
I'm sure.
You know what? It didn't turn huge. It just busted.
I'm reading a Japanese person's description of this, and it's much better. Maya is like a combination between She-Ra and Prince Adam, where she starts out as a plain and simple young woman who might still be in her late school years and just in time ready for graduate. She eventually becomes the most powerful woman in the universe.
She's Hillary Clinton, dude.
Right. Another pun, LMAO, which I don't, maybe a Tom Meyer style pun there.
Yeah.
When she finds that mysterious sword she pulled out after getting herself sucked in by a magical portal inside the bad guy's castle, beats me why the heck it would be locked inside, awaiting for the hero while she was held prisoner there. This is one of those scenes that will continue to confuse us for years to come, since we won't know anyways. Here are some of the screenshots of Maya's cool transformation. Does her look scream She-Ra or He-Man or all of our fans out here?
Oh, now they got her cock in like a little. I'm on episode. This is a two parter. They have her cock in like a little plastic or a little glass device. I think shielding it. Interesting. And they've turned her nipples an even brighter shade of pink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now a woman is fucking her. Maybe that's why they gave her a cock.
You're crazy.
This, a woman.
This shit was banned in Canada. This is what drove Jordan Peterson insane. She's like, I've been waiting for years for the eighth installment of the Cool Devices episode.
What happens to Maya's pussy in Cool Devices?
This is my understanding of the yin-yang symbol. This is Tao. This is the third way is to be raped.
Guys, you're going to want to go to Patreon.com. Oh, wait, her pussy, her cock disappeared.
Patreon.com/cumtown to understand the context of that riff.
Yep. Yep. Now she's eating. Now there's an evil red-haired lady eating Maya's pussy.
Damn.
And she seems to really be enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now her. So I don't get what's going on. I think they kind of share a cock, or they kind of one can take the cock off the other one. It's kind of like or maybe when she's in distress, her cock appears, because right now she's just getting finger popped and getting her pussy eaten.
It's crazy.
And no cock.
This is just this is just Japanese schizophrenia.
Yeah.
This is what
if you're like a sexless Japanese guy and you develop schizophrenia, this is what your mind produces. I'll never forget when we went into that. I just saw a story that said DVD.
Oh, dude. Her clit is turning into a cock. This is awesome. While she's getting her clit. So basically, the evil lady is pulling a cock out of her clit. Wow, very interesting stuff. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to.
Oh, that's right. I'm just saying.
Interruption happens sometimes. It's not bad, you know.
Well, you know, if there's a reason, if you're watching something, if it's time sensitive.
It's not the end of the world, you know.
Yeah, it's also, too, if, like, you do it once in a blue moon and it's not every single day, constantly, always.
Dude, now she's getting jacked off and getting her tits rubbed by a woman. This is the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I wish girls were like that in real life, huh?
I know. I wish girls had awesome tits and big, juicy cocks.
It sounds like the perfect woman.
Uh-oh.
Best of both worlds.
Uh-oh. Complete anime DVD, Cool Devices 1-11 on Amazon.
You love box sets.
$199.
$199, that's a fucking steal.
That's a steal.
In this economy, you take away factor for inflation, this would have been $20 last year. So this is Mullen's deal of the century.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. Check it out. You're going to want to make sure you first subscribe to patreon.com/cumtown. Sign up for that. Yep. And then with your leftover $200, go to Amazon and pick up the complete anime DVD Cool Devices Operations 1-11.
Exactly. And if you have any money left, consider purchasing a gun and doing a political assassination of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. That's something to consider. Mm-hmm. We're not saying do it, but
that would be
think about it.
Oh, right. What happened?
Consider doing that. We talked about it Sunday. This is the problem with us recording out of order. But you know, the Supreme Court.
We didn't. Hold on. I'm gonna challenge that. We didn't actually talk about it.
We went deep. We
briefly mentioned it. So now,
no, dude, we did it. We did a full legal. Because Adam, as we all know, was a Supreme Court.
I'm an anti-abortion.
Clerk.
Well, I'm saying we could also do that now.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so the fucking Supreme Court did some shit, and now you can't get abortions, and you know, or maybe you, I don't know who
the Supreme, the Supreme cunt,
the Supreme cunt, the Supreme serving cunt, which I love as a phrase, by the way, serving cunt. I didn't get into that last one. You mentioned serving cunt on Sunday's episode, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I gotta say that's one of my favorite phrases.
Oh yeah. It's I believe what it means is that a trans woman is so feminine that she passes as having
right.
They also say that's fish,
but it's been co-opted to just now you just look good if you serve cunt.
Yeah, now it's me and the rest of the Karens took it.
So you, like Adam, for example, if you were wearing like, you know, beige like chinos and like I don't know, like some kind of oversized Japanese raincoat and loafers that an old man should wear, you and your friends would be like, Adam, you're serving cunt right now.
That's cunt.
As an example. That's cunt. But anyway, yeah, go ahead. Did you have some thoughts you wanted to say about the matter?
You know what's funny? I'm looking at this now. Kumiko Nishihara played slave girl Maya, slave warrior Maya. And to be like, so you go to her profile and it's just she's a Japanese voice actress. So this bitch is like in Japan, you're like, hey, you're like Garfield. You know, right. Like your Barney's friend.
Your Barney.
And then you're taking your lunch break, and then you're heading back to the office to record 6 hours of you being raped.
by a mecha lizard.
And they're like, okay, I'll take a two.
Okay, now.
Oh, very good. Take a three.
Now we want to hear what it sounds like when your clit is turning into a big juicy cock.
Moragushi. Nasty.
Yeah, does she have to also put her pussy up to the microphone and make the gushy sound?
You have the omega, the more gushy, nasty.
No, she has to make it real.
Mm. Or do you think there's separate pussy voice actresses? That
no,
just
they're like pussy.
Put their pussies.
No, they're like Foley artists. They're like guys that are like, they're like putting their like fingers in mayonnaise.
Yeah, they're going
to make it sound like gushy pussy.
They're making mac and cheese. Yeah. They're finding wet leaves.
The Halloween, like, you know, this was his guts.
Or, oh yeah, these are his eyes.
They're peeling grapes and stepping on them. That would probably sound like gushy pussy.
Slave warrior Maya. Dude, this is so funny. This bitch, she's just like, at the premiere of the Simpsons movie.
Was she?
Yeah, bio, net worth, age, dating, wiki.
Who's she dating?
I have no
that
idea.
That voice actress lady.
I'm going to move.
You know a woman voices Goku in Japan?
What?
That, like, I guess it's virtuous to have a high-ass pitched voice. So heroes often sound like bitches. And evil guys have cool, sinister, deep voices.
Damn, that's the opposite of where it is here, where the hero is supposed to have a deep voice and the villain's a homo.
Yeah. A homosexual, yeah.
We're going to steal the magic.
Steal it. And then James Adomi has a great bit about how every Disney villain is gay.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Every villain of all time is gay. Pick any.
I don't think that's true. Let's see.
The Emperor, fag.
Which Emperor?
In the Star Wars.
True. Okay.
Palpatine?
Yoda's a fag.
Palpatine seems like he could rape children, though, of all kinds.
That's a type of gay, I guess.
Somebody's on supporting the Don't Say Gay bill or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. I'll support the Don't Call Me Gay bill. I'm more of a libertarian in that regard. You can say whatever you want, but if you call me gay, you're going to jail, pal.
You're going to that is libertarian, actually. That's very libertarian of you.
You call me gay, guess what? I'm going to stand my ground.
You're doing hard time.
Yeah.
You call me gay, or you make me tell you how old my girlfriend is, you're going to have a problem, pal.
I think we should give teachers the right to shoot any student that talks about LGBTQ stuff in school. The teachers should be
Is that your compromise?
Yeah, I think teachers should be armed, and if a student brings up, the teachers aren't allowed to teach that stuff, but if a student brings it up, then she's allowed to, in defense of the other children, to shoot them.
Yes.
You know? Very. If you want to, privately at home, you want to groom your children to be LGBTQ. I'm going to do a cool bit now where I'm like, how many letters? What's the next? Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
How many letters do these fucking homos need?
LMNOP. I remember when it was just HOMO.
That's right.
I remember when those were the only fucking letters they had. And they, you know, fucking, if you want to do that in the privacy of your home, guess what? I also have a problem with that, but...
Right.
When I'm complaining about the schools, I'm going to pretend it's just the schools I got a problem with. Yeah. If you want to be gay in the privacy of your home, go for it. Until we've made
for
it.
Right now.
For right
until
now.
Until this law gets
until
passed.
Until this one's done. And then guess who's coming a knocking? Guess who's about to stand their ground in your house? I'm going to fucking knock on the door, walk in, and if you ask me to leave, blammo.
Libertarian style.
Yeah, or whatever. I don't know. Politics now is just killing people you don't like. I think that's, you want, the people you don't like should go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Or they should be assassinated.
They should be assassinated, should be killed. You shouldn't, they shouldn't have a job or any way to, they shouldn't have health care. And the people you do like, well, they better be fucking
on their, stay on their P's and Q's.
P's and Q's. They better be on their LGB P's and Q's.
Oh, I think I think we have to talk about a fun product.
I think you got to suck my dick.
No, what do you? Come on, Nick.
I'm not in the room right now, so I can't really gauge it. But I do think Nick's right, Adam.
Yeah, we're talking about the Ridge Wallet, and no, stop. I didn't say the Fridge Wallet.
Hey, what the fuck? Yeah. What the hell is that?
But that would be pretty cool. Imagine that—a wallet with little spaces for a couple of Reese's pieces.
Awesome. Yeah, you can have a little fucking Diet Coke in there.
Yeah, it opens up. It's got a little, yeah, it's got the little door. There's a light. You know, your money is stored kind of laterally. On mm-hmm. shelves.
It's cold. The money's cold too.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I would walk around with that. If Ridge Wallet made a miniature fridge that you could open up a little door and there's little tiny sodas and like little Lunchables in there. In fact, if they made an entire Victorian dollhouse filled with, you know, stuff and you know, I would buy that wallet.
Absolutely. I would buy it as well.
A Victorian dollhouse filled with miniatures. Adam is...
I'm on the website for Ridge.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What no, you, you're what not.
Is, uh-huh,
no,
man.
You're not.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
We know you're not.
Unbeknownst to the galaxy, Palpatine's spirit lives on. He secretly masterminds the First Order. I instinctually went to his Wikipedia page to see if it says that he's gay.
Uh-huh. Oh, I let Slave Warrior Maya keep going, and now it looks like she's sucking. I can't tell... I think she's sucking her own cock, and she can't stop. The taste is so delicious to her that she's addicted to it. So maybe they gave her a dick to train her to suck other cock.
Yeah.
Just the theory. Anyway, go on.
I really feel like hentai could ruin people, because imagine you're jacking off to this all the time, and you've never mm-hmm. had sex at all.
Yeah, a right. regular pussy could never do it for you.
Yeah, you
can't turn into
then you're what? You're just going to fuck, and then it's just none of this is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of it? You're like, where's the machine?
Yeah.
Where's the cool device that takes me to another dimension and gets me, like, drunk off pussy juice and rips my skin off?
Right. I will say, from what I can tell, there's not that many machines. I think it's a little bit of a misleading yeah. title or device. There's not that many devices.
That's
but anyway,
fucked up.
That's anyway, neither here nor there. What's a really great device?
The Ridge Wallet.
The Ridge Wallet. That's yeah. right.
And their
that's
entire
right,
line of products, which includes everyday carry products as well, which sounds like a gun, but it's not. They have mm-hmm. key cases, pens, knives, phone cases. They have travel bags, commuter packs, packable bags, weekenders, duffels. Let's not get into the argument again about the backpack stop. These are slim.
I forgot about it until you brought it up.
These are slim, expandable, low profile. This is what the modern gentleman uses. Not a big fat wallet like your grandfather with a pocket constitution in it. This is minimalist design.
I love it.
You can get Ridge Wallet in various different formats, aluminum, titanium, carbon fiber, premium. There's a gold one, I believe, right?
Wow.
We're looking at this featured on
is
here.
Is that so?
For $150, they have the Victorian dollhouse basement floor.
Not on Ridge Wallet, but somewhere
else. No, this
else.
Is on Ridge Wallet's website. Enhance your child's Victorian dollhouse with the basement floor extension. Stairs connect the basement floor to the entrance on the first floor. Children or adults can continue their imaginative play with additional space for dolls, furniture, really? And stuffed friends. And you want to check that out at ridgewallet.com.
I had no idea they were doing so much.
Yeah, no, it's mainly wallets, men's apparel stuff, and then... Yeah,
dollhouse.
Victorian
dollhouse.
For boys.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's not, yeah. It's not just for
of
girls.
Of course, for boys.
That I'm going to move to the Bay Area and start a startup where it's a Victorian dollhouse for boys company, but the every piece, everything in the dollhouse has a canonical address. So every dollhouse in the world, you can know what other dollhouses are doing. And I produce nothing, but I get hundreds of millions of dollars
in VC startup
in investor money.
Yeah.
And then I just take the money and leave.
That's a great idea.
And then that's how I that's what I think hard work means in America. That's my understanding of being a hard worker that respects the cultures and values and doesn't ask for my student loan repayment. You know, I should have read the contract.
You know, exactly.
That's on me. And now it's on me to work hard and pay that money off. And I need to do that by participating in this giant Ponzi scheme with my high-tech dollhouse for boys plan.
And you know what?
At Ridgewallet.com.
At Ridgewallet.com. And I think that's a fucking beautiful
idea. Here's the thing, guys.
You should go for it.
You go to Ridgewallet.com. You read, they have over 50,000 five-star reviews on their website. You read each and every one of those. Make sure that you're ready to go buy an RFID blocking front pocket wallet.
That's
and
right.
Once you've come to a conclusion as a responsible, logical consumer, you check out, you put in promo code. Is there promo code?
Yeah, either Cometown or Cometown 20.
You put in promo code either Cometown or Cometown 20 at checkout.
You can suck me down at Ridgewallet.penis.
Suck Nick down at Ridgewallet.penis.
Go online and suck me down at the website.
This is the number one rated wallet in the world.
That's so fucking true.
Is Victoria's Secret supposed to be Queen Victoria?
I think it's a bitch named Victoria. I don't think. Was it Queen Victoria? Which one was? Wasn't one of them never got cock in her life? Or is that Elizabeth, the original Elizabeth?
Yeah, that was the original Elizabeth.
I don't know.
Queen Victoria definitely had, you know.
Queen Victoria is an ugly bitch, dude. I'm on her Wikipedia right now.
Yeah, she looked like shit.
Well, they all looked. So she was cousins with.
This bitch looks horrific.
She's cousins with Tsar Nicholas and King Leopold. Like all the royals around that time were cousins with each other.
Yeah.
So that's why Queen Victoria looks like.
This bitch looks like the penguin,
She
dude.
Looks like King George.
She fourth. Straight up looks like Danny DeVito. With a sharper nose. This bitch has a sharp nose.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Ew. Oh, my God. These motherfuckers thought they were better than everyone. That's so funny, dude. Being a king is hysterical.
They were better, dude. They had palaces.
I know. But, you know, they look like shit. If you were a queen, you should have be able to fucking have big titties, be fucking sexy as shit. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. Know how to do affairs of the state.
Yeah.
But it's got to be one or the other.
If we had a
and
queen.
This bitch, I don't think did either one.
If we had a queen.
Oh, maybe she did.
Stop. You ever see George V and Nicholas II? I'm sure you've seen that.
I don't think I have.
Look at King George V, then look at Tsar Nicholas II.
Okay, I'm looking at George V.
Is that the guy who quit before?
Oh my God, he looks fucking exactly like
him. Yeah, they're the same guy. All of these motherfuckers, they were all like brothers and sisters with each other.
Yeah, they're German.
And
cousins.
they all just got fucking little kingdoms.
Well, yeah, well that's the age of empires ended because all of these motherfuckers made like millions of people die to settle their like petty familial disputes.
Damn, I want to play Age of Empires.
Dude, it's good. I downloaded it.
You've been playing?
Dude, COVID has turned me into, like, I've never been a computer guy, right? We all know that. We didn't have internet since I was we got internet in my house when I was, like, 13 or 12. It was fucking dial-up, right? So I was really not on the internet heavy at any point in my life. But because I had COVID and somehow George, my roommate, didn't, I've been staying either in the office or in my room. I don't go to the common areas. So I've been doing a lot of, like, hanging out at the computer. Bro, I downloaded Age of Empires. I was getting high as fuck. I was watching movies on the computer. I was just having lunches here. It was like, I totally understand.
And one thing
big fat internet loser lifestyle.
You want to do on the computer is go to Ridgewallet.com and check it out.
And I was on Ridgewallet.com for hours on end, looking at all the wonderful products and thinking, wow, once I test negative for COVID and I have places to be and money and credit cards to hold, I'm putting my shit in a fucking awesome fucking carbon fiber ass Ridge wallet or something. I'm getting a speckled, I'm getting forged ember, an aluminum infused carbon finish. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting.
I'm getting the Real Tree camo one.
You can't pull that off.
Yes, I can, dude.
You don't have camo in you, dude.
I have like a gummo kind of vibe.
No, you don't. You're a fucking...
No.
You're a piece of shit.
No, you're a piece of shit. No, actually, you're the
you
piece
of shit. You
actually
have hummo and hummo on
like
my
a balls. Hum job.
You hum on my nuts.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I never understood why they called giving head a hummer.
Because it's the coolest, like the coolest car.
That's not, but they getting your dick sucked existed way before mm-hmm. the Hummer did.
I make
by thousands of years.
I make girls hum when I'm getting sucked.
No, you don't.
Yeah, make them hum the Israeli national anthem.
Okay, so go to ridgewallet.com, promo code cometown or something, or maybe there's no promo code. I don't.
Didn't you buy? Didn't you say you bought a prostitute on Birthright?
No,
a Russian prostitute.
He did. He did. He did.
No, I didn't. That's so funny.
Yes,
I didn't go on Birthright.
I didn't go on Birthright. Go to Birthright, and
you
like,
literally did, bro.
I didn't go on Birthright.
Probably
bro.
The most fascist okay. thing you can do is go on Birthright.
Jesus Christ, Nick, you're a piece of shit.
First
you're
of all,
the
Adam,
piece of shit.
I'm here to support you, but you did go on Birthright, and if it wasn't technically Birthright. It was something that was basically the same thing.
I went to a strip club in Tel Aviv.
And they go to
like, didn't you go? Didn't you have to take like little classes about how pure and perfect Israel was, or something?
No, I mean we had listen. We all wore similar uniforms to the Nazi youth, and we did marches every morning. But it's not the same thing. We all wore khaki short shorts and khaki Ooh. Shirts. And mm-hmm. did goose stepping or whatever it's called.
Anyways, going on Birthright's got to be one of the most fascist things you can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
To do that.
Oh,
to
my
do
God,
that,
bro.
To do that and then be like, ah, this isn't enough. I got to buy a sex slave also.
I didn't do that. I said,
hold
I,
on, hold
I've
on.
I've talked about this on the show before. I went to a strip club in Tel Aviv when I was 18 years old.
Why were you in Israel, Adam?
To get pussy because regular girls weren't going to fuck me.
Hmm. But why did you go to Israel?
Because I did a gap year in Israel. I've talked okay. about this at great length.
There
you can
go.
Make me defend being 18.
No, but you're over here being...
Wow, I didn't
I
have
never,
the right
I
opinions when
first,
I was
right?
18 years
well,
old.
Well, hold on. So,
Adam,
hold on.
That's
you,
not
you wanna,
what we're attacking
I know.
All.
First of all, you want to excuse that, but then in the same breath, turn around and say that people are responsible for their student loans and they should have understood the contracts.
What? No,
just
I didn't
say that.
Just
to be clear,
Nick, I had... you didn't go to college.
You went on a whole rant.
I graduated... $70,000 in debt.
And you went on a whole rant about how you worked very hard on Come Down to pay off
and
your student loans.
And everyone should have to work even harder than you.
Yes.
That's not true.
Handouts.
That's not true.
You say that all the time. Anytime it comes up and we're all hanging out with our friends that have debt, you say, I didn't work this hard being the third guy on a podcast.
Listen.
To see other people get their fucking... loans forgiven just like that.
We I wouldn't
remember
no,
you saying that.
We
no.
were on the golf course. I was there because one of the retarded children I take care of works there, and I had to bring him to work as a caddy. You were there. With,
yeah, you were there putting cigarettes out on one of the other retarded
on
caddies.
One of the other retarded
because
caddies.
He gave you the 3-iron instead of the
yeah,
4-iron.
Yeah, but
with your friends Eric Prince and
Jared Kushner.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of your friends and when this happened and confirming that it happened.
Well, they're my friends.
And you said... I think this afternoon I shall get myself a Palestinian sex slave. And then after, I'm going to purchase some student loan debt. Mm-hmm. And instead of forgiving it, I'm going to pursue it with extreme prejudice. And you use your off-mic voice. You're
Thanks
using
for
your
doing my cool voice. My cool voice that I actually...
That is what you sound like.
Yeah.
That
my cool southern
secret.
Dandy voice.
I believe I will purchase some black medical debt and pursue it with extreme prejudice.
Listen,
I believe this afternoon I shall enjoy myself... The fine sweetness, almost mm-hmm. almost is like a sweet summer berry. Black medical
Listen,
debt.
Okay.
The
black,
juice.
Black
the
cancer.
Juice
the
of
prophets.
Stage 4
the prophets of black chemotherapy.
Listen, I've said this before, and I'm not embarrassed to say it. I was heavily invested.
Fuck.
Oh, COVID. I was heavily
lightheaded.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
I was
heavily invested as a bar mitzvah gift. My grandfather gave me an incredibly, I guess it amounts to 1-2% of the mobile home industry in this country. And then,
because you did such a good job reading the Torah.
And then when Bernie ran against Hillary, I realized that it wouldn't get me. I couldn't get pussy unless I sold it. So
right, because you didn't want to be a landlord anymore.
Dude, life is a highway, man. You gotta. You can't listen. You can't be like, don't flip flop. You know, you gotta learn. You gotta learn, man.
You gotta fucking learn. Jeez.
Yes. I was a Zionist Hitler youth as a child. Yes,
and
of
look,
course.
But what's important is that you guys go to ridgewallet.com. And also, what's also important is that you come out and see me and my friends do stand-up comedy. My date's coming up here for the end of this tour, Washington, D.C., next week. All shows are sold out, but we're trying to add maybe a Thursday or a Sunday show. Then I'm going to be in San Diego. We just added another Thursday. All the shows are sold out. And then Philadelphia. And then, of course, the fucking I have to add this to my calendar. I don't remember when it is. But I'm at Providence. I'm at the Comedy Connection because I couldn't go due to having coronavirus. So I will be there in Providence. All tickets. It was sold out. All tickets is rescheduled from this weekend. It's going to be on June 9th through the 12th. And then I'm going to be in Philadelphia June 16th through the 18th. And much more importantly, go to my YouTube channel, Stavros Halkias, Stavi Baby. I will be releasing my special. It's very close. The editor is taking forever. I want to fucking shoot this guy with a gun, but we're so close. I think I don't want to give a date yet, but I'm pretty positive it will be one of the last two weekends in May. Cross your fingers. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's coming out on YouTube. I just want people to see it. That's that. Those are my plugs. Fellas, where are you going to be?
Guys,
Nick, I'm sure. I believe you're in Boston this weekend.
I'm in Raleigh in May, and then Portland, and then Caroline's on Broadway, and then Chicago.
Great club. Are you going to Helium?
Then I'll be in Chicago. I think now I'm adding Buffalo at the beginning of July, then Chicago. Then after that, I'll be in Indianapolis, and then
I love it.
Phoenix. Yeah, so it's going to be a busy summer. I'll be all over
the road dog, the mole dog road dog.
And guys, next, I swear to God, we've been having some supply chain issues, but next week I will be dropping my fashion line, my merchandise. Second of all, I'm announcing West Coast dates in the next couple of weeks. And also, if you're in the New York City area, we have Funny Moms every Monday except for the first Monday of the month at Come On Everybody at 8 p.m. They've been great recently. So come get sucked, as Stavros
mm-hmm.
would say.
Mm-hmm. Go get your little dick sucked.
Get your little dick sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What else?
Do we have another read or just one read for this one?
There was just one for this one.
Just
one.
Oh, that's a real shame because we would have been gliding to the end.
Our sponsors have abandoned
us. Well, but hold on. You have to understand that just because there was one read means we did it in 30 minutes.
Oh, true.
So, truth be told, we got 10 more minutes.
Woo!
That's huge. Yeah. That's really big.
Anyways.
That's awesome.
Where were we? So, Adam on the golf course.
Right,
and he's wearing the severed hands of African children as shoes.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He has the rigor mortis, so they're like claw shaped. So they make him. But he's standing at about 5'10" with these platform.
Using them kind of as high heels.
He's using them as high heels. He's wearing these sort of African hand high heels. One
wow.
of them, the
I've
back,
never seen those shoes. Yeah. Those sound evil and despicable.
They are. They're
this
like
is,
so. One of the first hand is like a limp
this
wrist
is not
in the
true.
Front.
This is
and
libelous.
Then behind that, imagine a hand like setting up to shoot a pool cue.
Yes. Yes.
And they're sewn together to create sort of this sinister kind of
this
gay.
This never happened.
But gay in two different ways.
Gay high.
gay. The hands are gay. You're wearing them gay. The hands have nail polish.
They have nail polish. Then there's two. The strap on the top is two hands doing the, like the shy emoji finger touching thing.
Yes.
And that's how it clasps. He's wearing the severed. It's four. Each shoe is four severed hands off African children. With French manicures.
You're saying this is in Minecraft. This is parody.
No,
this is not
this
true.
Is Adam on
this
Donald Trump's golf course.
This is not true.
The retarded adult that I take care of out of the goodness of my heart works.
Yeah, you're slave. Mm-hmm. You're slave.
How's he my slave? He doesn't do
anything.
Because
you don't pay him.
No, I don't pay him to
what? But what does he do?
I don't pay him to do what? I drive him.
He fills your heart with laughter and love.
No, I do that myself.
No, he gives you a lot of love.
If there's anything, you
can
say whatever you want about me.
He's like a golden retriever.
You can say anything you want about me. But one thing that is 100% true that everyone will agree with
is I can say a lot about you.
Filled with laughter and love. I bring joy to the world weekly on this show.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly. Because it's a hard world out there, and guys like me are the reason that retards like that can get to their job at the Trump golf course, where you prance around in your gay little slave hand shoes.
Right.
And,
yes, sir.
And talk about buying up black medical debt.
For fun. Because it reminds you of a summer boysenberry.
Yeah.
Dripping with the juices dripping down.
You know
your
it's
lips.
Bad debt. You know you'll never collect on it. But the idea of desperate black people owing you something and you having power over them just delights you to some
degree. No, I just do it so
it's worth buying.
No, I do it so I feel more comfortable listening to hip hop music.
Makes sense.
Name one hip hop song.
The Real Slim Shady Eminem.
Yeah. Okay, name another one.
Eminem. Shit.
Pretty Fly for a Jedi.
Fuck.
Come on. We set you up to, all you had to do was name Eminem songs.
Name Eminem songs. Or take it. You don't even have to have a diversity in there, because you could have gone in a much funnier direction. Is that as it continues, eventually you're just listing fucking like Engelbert Humperdinck or Billy Joel songs.
Give me another chance.
It's over, man.
It's too late. Okay. It's too late. Time to recover by buying up more black medical debt.
I will.
Now, guys, you know one thing that is, and look, I got to say, I'm having a great time over the phone, and I think fans of the show will be horrified to figure out there's a new way that we've figured out to literally phone the episodes in.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm having a great time.
I like
with this.
That. That was good.
I think the next thing is we got to get two of us on the phone and one of us with the real one, and then eventually all three of us, we're just recording a phone call at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we should do is here's how the show ends, is you have to, no more free episodes. You got to sign up for the Patreon, and then you sign up for the Patreon, all you get is a lottery ticket every week.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the winner, then we will call you. If you answer, show's over. If you don't answer, we will leave a 1 hour voicemail.
1 hour voicemail.
Just for you. And that's a special episode.
Oh,
just for you.
That's fucking
and
awesome.
And you can choose
dude.
To upload that if you want.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Easily we'll fucking DMCA you.
Yeah.
If you even dare.
DMCA LBTQ. How many goddamn letters these folks
How
got?
Many fucking letters these motherfuckers need, man?
DMCA?
I only need one.
What's next?
Pussy.
D-I-C-K-S-U-C-K? Mm-hmm. I'd like to, pal.
I want to.
I
dream to. About it.
That'd be
that
great.
Sounds cool to me.
That'd be great.
What I was going to say, though, is one problem with us being separated by distance is that we didn't get a chance to talk about what we were going to have for lunch.
Yeah, that's true.
And you guys already ate lunch, so I would love if you told me
thinking,
what you
we
had.
Didn't have
you're
lunch.
Thinking small ball here, because what we can now do is have three separate conversations about our different lunch choices.
Yeah, what do you?
That's huge.
Now we don't have to agree on anything.
So, Stav, you had oatmeal earlier. What are you thinking?
Oatmeal for breakfast. I'm thinking sushi, something fresh, something light,
fresh fish.
Maybe a three lunch, maybe a three roll combo. You know, that's a classic.
Oh, maki roll.
One of the classic lunches that there are.
I love
that. The problem
that.
Is my favorite spot in Astoria, and I won't say the name. they don't do a three-roll combo. They do like a little box set, but it's like, you know, man,
the bento.
I don't want bento. I want three rolls. So I might just have to bite the bullet and just pay full price for the rolls.
Yeah,
and that's
get them
fine.
A la carte. Yeah.
Dude, I think I might be done with Japanese food. I feel like I just kind of like.
No, don't say that.
I haven't had really good Japanese food in like forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes once you have really good Japanese, you know what? I really the only place in New York I can eat is the Dago hand roll place.
In the Fulton Market.
Yeah, the DeKalb Market.
That place is good.
Nick, once you do some West Coast dates, there's such good fucking sushi over there.
Yeah,
like you do some Seattle. Even LA has incredible sushi. Like, mm-hmm. You just got to get out more, pal. It's good
railroads too. They have good railroads.
Yeah, and they have bomb ass burritos too. Mm-hmm. Dank ass mm-hmm. burritos.
Vancouver, I had some great sushi in Vancouver while I was out there.
Mm-hmm. Trains really have a fraught history.
What do you mean?
That is true.
They've had a wild rebrand in the last 10 years of being like, no, we're just for our autistic people.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Oh, really?
Right.
Really, trains?
Yep.
That's your thing, is autistic people.
That's the rare PR campaign Jews have lost.
Yeah.
Because trains have been rehabilitated.
Yeah, I can't. I can't stand this shit.
You know what really pisses me off? That somehow in the last 15 years, like, it literally became okay to just be a Nazi. Like, that would just be a thing people are accused of. And then before, maybe it's died down a bit. But leading up to Trump, you could be like, yeah, I'm a fascist Nazi. And then people would have to be like, well, he's got different opinions.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't want to ruin my family over politics. But, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, just Hitler's mustache cannot be rehabilitated. It's a fucking, it's a mustache that many people have had, which honestly, just for as a matter of convenience, I would like to have myself. I feel like I would look good with a Hitler mustache, absent the fucking, you know, the connotations that it implies.
Of course, I'm not trying. Charlie Chaplin. Why can't we say it's a Charlie Chaplin?
Dude, I'd look slick.
Look good.
You know, and
I don't want to step on the, I don't want to, you know, obviously I'm not accusing you of anything. No Adam Ree here, but I have a bit about how
Adam
it's Ree. Crazy. It's crazy that neo-Nazis won't wear a Hitler mustache, but they'll just put a swastika on their forehead.
Yeah.
That's sort of the
well,
gist
I haven't,
of it.
And I haven't seen that bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just letting you know.
What
I
do you
have
mean,
a bit.
Adam Ree?
I don't want you to think if I post it or I do it on stage, I don't want you to think
that sounds different to me too, even.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
just letting you know.
Well, I'm glad you guys.
I'm just saying. Well, hold on. Me and Stav both have a clear track record of writing our own jokes, performing our own jokes. We can agree on a moment of parallel thinking. For what is quite honestly, if you're somebody that is looking at the world and you're mostly thinking, what can I get out of
it? If you're a deep thinker.
If I can't, then so you're just going to try and take shots.
What?
A little shot taking.
You fucking piece of
shit. You're gonna have to make a couple of phone calls to Blue Cross Blue Shield and say, give me your Takesha files.
You know I don't have health insurance.
I know, yeah. Neither do a lot of your for lack of a better word, victims.
Oh, the medical
for thing. Lack of a better word.
I forgot that.
He searched. He tried to find
I tried to be generous.
I appreciate the effort. You're a good guy, dude.
I tried to
I'm thinking salmon avocado roll. I'm thinking spicy tuna roll. I'm thinking white tuna roll. And then maybe a little sweet potato roll wild card.
Nice. You know what I would like?
Anyway.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know, sushi rice, seaweed on the outside. In the middle, a little piece of pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
And some Reese's Pieces.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, that's your kind of sushi.
And it's, spooky Japanese.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Sushi
actually.
From hell.
That's fucking awesome.
A Reese's cup is kind of a sushi to some extent.
The peanut butter is the fish and the chocolate is the rice?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can imagine
that.
It.
You know I dream to imagine every day of my life.
I know
life.
That's something that you would like.
You know I love that, dude.
I kind of got a hankering for Halloween candy now. I like referring to all candy as Halloween candy. Just means eating too much candy.
Yeah,
right. You know, well, you're wearing a gimp mask.
Well, it also implies fun size too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
right. That's nice because that's like you can see, you can look at the candy and you're not mad because it's smaller than your penis.
Yeah,
yeah.
You see, well, you take out a Snickers, you take out a Snickers, and it's got a little dick vein. But you take a king size, you're feeling really bad about yourself.
It is true.
If it's Halloween candy, you can enjoy it and you can say, "Ha ha, my dick is bigger than you, candy bar."
Yeah,
Snickers does have like a vascular cock vibe about it.
Absolutely.
I haven't considered that.
You have.
No, I
in
haven't.
Your subconscious.
Yeah, I've never thought about the dick vein, but I do like that they got like tread marks on the bottom. As a kid, I always pretended I was eating a tire.
Like a tire, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was like, and then I'd see cars and I'd be like, damn, I want to eat that tire. That's what I think. Anyways, folks, patreon.com/cumtown. Check out the, you know, whatever the rest of this or the beginning of it.
I got to say, I love doing these call-in shows.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I'm thinking we're going to just, you know, maybe switch to maybe half call-ins.
Honestly,
going forward.
You know, we'll
it's worked nicely.
We'll see, because the audio quality sounds about the same. It's easier. It's easier to pay attention when it's like, because, you know, it's supposed to be consumed in an audio-only format. When you're hanging out in person, it's very easy to just say and do nothing.
No, I get lost in Sabros's eyes.
When it's a phone call, it's like, yeah, you got to be, you know, it's the phone.
Honestly, I'm paying way more attention.
Me too.
Than I would be in person. So something to think about. Maybe, you know, when I'm on the road, maybe we do this instead of fucking banking 8 episodes next week. Maybe we bank 6 and save 2 for ourselves.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then also, too, the final stage is instead of Adam being here or on the phone, we just have him write letters. And we read Adam's letters in the show. Adam can write
that
a letter,
awesome.
And we can read Adam's letter throughout the show.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm willing to, you know, maybe I can get a, well, who knows? Let's not get crazy. I was going to say maybe I can get a better microphone. I'm not doing that.
No way.
Honestly,
you sound great.
I'll tell you what, there's no reason to, because the better microphone, the bottleneck is the, like, production once this goes into, like, you know, like an editing software or something that I'm supposed to know how to use, which I never will learn.
I see.
And
right.
You know what? In the past, when I cared more, people were like, just fucking hire somebody to do it. I did, and it was just as bad, and people complained. So, yeah, there's no reason to buy something nice. What would be good is either another board or maybe like, you know, a way where if I'm
now
remote,
I see that. Yes,
remote, or you know, vice versa, or something. You know,
I love that. Another board is a great idea. I have a board on my computer if I'm doing it from home, actually.
Yeah, you know, this setup is super easy. You just plug the phone directly into the board. I don't know why we didn't do this before. This is a good way to have guests too.
Yeah,
this is a great way to have. Didn't we do it with that one guy who publishes a bunch of gay books?
Oh yeah, Douglas Brain.
Douglas giving me brain.
A dickless brain, I think is the name. Of 0 inches books.
0 inches books.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that guy's name is Dickless
guy.
Dickless Brain. Mm-hmm. What was that book he was even trying to promote about? I can't even remember.
I don't remember. Yeah. He's a cool guy. I don't fucking, you know, who cares?
Late capitalism.
God damn, I got a shit.
Dickless Brain, you're always welcome back on the show. People go to zerobooks.com. Check out their latest. I'm sure it's something about, you know, some Chinese lady saying that we need health care.
Cool. I agree with that Chinese lady.
Yeah, I agree with it too, but I don't need to read a goddamn book about it.
Yeah.
That's
I already
true.
Know that.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand. I don't get the idea where you're supposed to sit around reading books of opinions you already have.
Yeah, I got the opinion, Chief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to go play Age of Empires and order sushi.
Look, like most Brooklyn podcasters, I decided to be a socialist once I saw how much money Chapo was making. I started my own podcast. It's the same thing. I became
much shittier, less informed.
I became a shittier comic. I forgot why I even moved to New York. I decided that the reason that happened is because I'm better than all the other comedians. Mm-hmm. I'm actually better than them. Anybody that's successful is successful not because of their talent. That doesn't exist at all, because they're chuds and they're pandering chud grifters. Yeah. Even though I'm me. Who did not vote until 2018 and never cared at all in their entire lives. I'm the one. I'm persecuted.
Yep,
and so check me out. I'll be on tour with
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, buddy.
I have to pee.